should take a look at this. Now, here's a guy who's been kidnapped by terrorists. Now, what I don't understand is when these guys get kidnapped, they look like professors, you know, with dorky haircuts and glasses. Then when they get released, they have beards. They're all rugged and sexy. I mean, they're hot, you know? And then the State Department gets a hold of them when they're released, gives them haircuts, and makes them look like dorks again.
It's a national disgrace, isn't it? Julia, I told you I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Suzanne, I don't think you have any idea what you had just done here. Becoming a foster parent, even if it is for just a month, is a serious responsibility.
Who's becoming a foster parent? I thought you were Reese's signing legal papers.
Well, we were. But while we were there, Reese's partner, Burton Riffle, asked if we just might happen to know anybody who would like to keep a little Vietnamese boat child for a month. See, he's representing this couple in Birmingham who's adopting her. But there are some legal problems, and they can't have custody of her for 4 weeks. So Suzanne just pipes up and offers her services like she's been doing this all her life.
Julia, for your information, I've probably raised more pets than anybody in this room. You mothers are all alike. There's nothing mysterious about raising kids. They're just like adults, except they're smaller.
Right. The most incredible thing of all is this little girl is arriving today.
What? You mean today, like in today?
You got it.
Well, so that's no big deal. I'll just call Consuela up and tell her to cook something real nice. Maybe some goose liver pate and duck with peppercorns.
Good choice. I know those are two things that my children just can't get enough of.
Have they called yet?
30 minutes ago, they were on their way from the airport. Where have you been?
Well, I thought I should have a present for leasing, so I got her this briefcase.
Suzanne, kids don't carry briefcases. They have backpacks. I mean, this is so big and heavy.
So I'll get her a little luggage wheel so she can pull it to school.
They're here. Burton's car just pulled up.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't even checked my makeup. Listen, I'm gonna be in the bathroom. Y'all just stall for me.
Okay, now let's not all come at her at once.
Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, y'all. Come in and sit down.
Now, Lee Singh, this is Julia.
Hi, Lee Singh. My, that's such a pretty dress. Is it new?
Yes, my missionary mom made it for me. I'm a First Baptist.
You are? You are? Isn't that something? So am I. Hi, Lee Singh. I'm Charlene.
I know a lot of songs. I know Jesus loves me.
Well, that's great. We're going to have to go to church together and sing up a storm.
Hi, Lee Singh. My name's Mary Jo.
Hi.
You know what? I have a little boy named Quentin and a little girl named Claudia, and we just can't wait for you to come over to our house and play.
Oh, there you are. Suzanne, this is Lisa.
Oh, I know who this is. Well, I've just been waiting for you all day. So, how are you, Lisa?
Mama!
What is it?
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'll be coming back from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Well, that's very good. No wonder they call you Lee Singh. Come on over here, honey. Finish up your hot chocolate.
I like that sparkly stuff on your pajamas.
You do? Well, maybe I'll get you some. Oh, for crying out loud, my soul and body. Look at there, chipped my best nail.
Wow. Where did you get all these crowns?
I won them in beauty pageants.
You must be the prettiest woman in the world.
Well, I like to think so.
Can I wear one?
Well, sure you can. Let's see, I'll pick you out a real nice one. Now, this one here. I got this when I was queen of the Azalea Festival.
Wow. Is this your family?
Uh-huh. Let's see. That's my mama with Julia when she was little, and that's my mama with me when I was little, and that's Julia's son, Payne, and that's our grandmother.
My family's in heaven.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Everybody went to heaven together but me and Noni.
Well, who's Noni?
My little brother. He died at the orphanage. But I know he's in heaven now, too, because he played baby Jesus in the Christmas play.
Well, if I'll be taking you to school tomorrow, I guess we better be getting to bed. You sure you want to sleep with me?
I'm sure. Oh, for crying out loud, my soul and body, I'm sorry.
Oh, honey, that's all right. Consuela, clean that right up. Come on.
Dear little one, I wish two things. To give you roots, to give you wings.
My grandmother gave that to me when I was about your age.
What does it mean?
Well, it means... Well, it's a little hard to explain, but you'll understand when you're older. You come on, get into bed.
Okay.
Oh, honey, you can't wear that to bed. It's going to be uncomfortable to sleep in.
Oh, please, I promise I'll be careful.
All right. But now you gotta lie on your back if you're gonna sleep in a tiara. Not that I ever have. You grow up so fast when you have a birthday party every 7 days. Okay, I know y'all think I'm going overboard with this, but I only have a month to make an imprint that'll last a lifetime.
Suzanne, I for one think that you're getting too involved with this child. I just hope you're gonna be able to give her up next week.
Oh, Julia, just because I've enjoyed having Lee sing around doesn't mean that I want to take her to race, for crying out loud. I mean, I have a very full life of my own as it is, thank you very much. Besides, haven't gotten that close anyway. Little pumpkin.
Fine.
Did Consuela pick you up on time?
Uh-huh. Guess what? I made an A- on my spelling test.
Oh, well, that's just great. What's the minus for?
I misspelled tractor. The teacher said the O was an E.
Well, I can't believe that. Looks like an O to me. Doesn't it look like an O?
That could be an O.
Could be. That is an O. Can't believe she counted off for this. What'd you need to know something like that for, anyway? Not like you're gonna grow up to be a tractor driver or something. Can't teach you something useful like how to spell pantyhose.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Anthony!
Excuse me, Suzanne. Have you seen Lee sing?
Lee sing.
Well, I can't believe it. You look just like Suzanne.
I know.
Well, it's a good thing you straightened me out because I might have given this to the wrong person.
Thank you.
Okay, we can open Anthony's present later. First, I want you to open this one.
Okay.
Where do you see this? It's for me. You're going to love it. Do you know what that is?
Master Charge!
I feel so foolish. I bought a doll.
You see? What do we say when we use our credit card?
Charge it!
Suzanne, I think we're going to have a little talk.
Excuse me, but I'm delivering a pony out back.
A pony? I got a pony, yay!
You weren't supposed to say it out loud. It's a surprise for Pete's sake.
It's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Really? A credit card for a kid?
No, her limit. It's bigger than mine.
Yeah, just be glad you have one. How you think it makes me feel? I don't even have a credit card.
You don't have a credit card?
Well, I did have one until the accident.
What accident?
I accidentally gave it to a store clerk who called in for approval.
Oh, for Pete's sake, come on! You have to come see my pony!
In a minute now, Lee Sing. But first, you have to blow out your candles before all the ice cream melts.
This thing is getting way out of hand. She is never going to want to go with those other people next week.
Julia, not now. It's Lee Sing's birthday. Go ahead, honey. You make a wish.
What should I wish for?
Anything you want.
I wish wish I could stay with you forever.
Julia, have you said anything to Suzanne about, you know, listening?
Yes, I have. I was over there last night at a picnic out in the backyard. Of course, it's a little difficult to prove a point about spoiling a child while bobbing up and down on a merry-go-round. Now, I don't know why more people can't raise their kids the way Andy Taylor did.
I don't think I know Andy Taylor.
Well, sure you do. You know Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith Show? You know, I mean, Opie had to work for everything he got. You know, when we did make a mistake or, you know, he wanted to do something stupid, Andy never just came right out and said no. You know, like the time Opie wanted to move out when he was 11 and get his own place. Well, Andy helped him save his little allowance, which, if I remember right at the time, was 50 cents a week. And Andy put that money in the bank. So instead of having a big fight about it, you know, Opie's all the time thinking that someday he's going to own this house, you know? Even though Andy knew full well what the property values were in Mayberry and at the rate of 50 cents a week, you'd be 82 before you could even afford the inside of an outhouse. You know, when you get right down to it, Andy tricked Opie. I wish I hadn't started this. Now I'm upset.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We just stopped by on our way to the zoo. Oh, well, actually, Lee Sing was upset because she forgot her little Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh. There he is.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about this bear? This is my bear. This is a personal friend of mine. We ride to work every day. We dress alike. We even have the same hairdo.
This is my bear.
Oh, she's a cold woman.
Sugar Bakers. Yes, she is. Just a moment, please. Julie, it's for you.
Thank you.
Hello? Yes, Burton. Yes, as a matter of fact, Suzanne and Lee Sing are here right now.
You know what, Lee Sing? I have an ice cream sandwich over there in that refrigerator. Would you like to take it with you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, ma'am. Bad manners are worse than having no money.
Oh, no. It hadn't been a month yet. Well, couldn't I just... Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. I'll tell her. Bye. Well, the papers have been approved. Lee Sing's parents are coming tomorrow.
I wish I could stay with you.
I know, but you can't. We've been all through that.
I wish I could stay at the school. I like the school. And there's this girl named Dora Maar, and every day in the lunchroom, she says, "Hey, Lee Sing! You gonna get you another big old biscuit?" She's so cute. I just love the way she talks.
Well, you're gonna make a lot of other new friends you'll like just as well as the one you've made here.
I don't want to make new friends. I want to stay with you.
Oh, go on. You just say that because I give you presents.
No, I'm not. If you let me stay, I'd give all the presents back. Except... maybe for the pony.
You're getting to be more and more like me every day. Well, tomorrow's a big day, so you better get into bed.
Okay, but I have to say my prayers.
Oh, right.
Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Suzanne. Please let me stay here. But if I can't, then please help these people get my pony to Birmingham. Amen. Good night, Suzanne.
Good night.
I love you.
I love you too.
Can't imagine what's keeping Suzanne. She's always late, but never an hour and a half late.
Well, tell me, Mr. Shelton, how long have you been a shoe salesman? That is something that has always fascinated me.
I'll get it. Hello?
Julia, it's Suzanne.
Yes, I recognize the voice.
Well, we just stopped off at Kendall's for lunch, and... Well, Lisa's been playing their video machines, and she's just racking up free games like crazy, and...
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is... I don't want to bring her back.
I'll be right there. Lisa, it's all right. It's going to be all right. Now, would you please go over there and play the video games a little bit more? I want to talk to Suzanne.
Okay. Don't cry. I'll be right back.
Well, I sure made a mess of things this time, didn't I?
Not yet. In a few more hours, they'll be talking kidnapping.
I wish I'd never met her. She thinks I'm wonderful. She even loves my cooking.
You don't cook.
Well, I know that, but she doesn't. Lisa's the first person who's ever loved me just for me.
She's not the first. She's the third.
What, you mean my ex-husband's?
No, silly. Mother and me. We love you just for you.
Yes, but you don't think I can do anything.
That's not true. I just said I didn't think you were cut out to be a mother.
You mean I let the 4 billion other women on Earth? Thanks a lot.
But you do something nobody else can do.
What?
I don't know what it is. Exactly. That you do. I just know nobody else is doing it. Or can do it. Like you do. You're giving away your pillow?
Yeah. I wanted Lisa to have it. Since I'll probably never have a little girl.
I think grandmother would like that. I remember when she made these for us. Roots and wings. We sure got our share, didn't we? Suzanne, I'm gonna say something pretty harsh, but I'm saying it because I love you. Just once in your life, don't put yourself first.
I'm not, Julia. I'm thinking of Lisa.
No, you're not. You're not thinking at all. You know in your heart that she's better off with this couple. If you truly love her, like you say you do, give her wings.
I just didn't expect to fall in love with her. I know, you're right. I know. Okay, I'll do it.
I'm so happy for you.
Why?
Because. Now, you know what it feels like to be a mother.
It is my pleasure to give you my treasure. Oh, look, Bill, isn't this a beautiful card?
I'll say.
She made it for you last night. And she wrote the poem herself. As you can see, both pleasure and treasure are spelled right. This from a person they said couldn't spell tractor.
Very impressive.
Bill, it's getting late. If you're going back to Birmingham tonight, you better get going.
I'm awfully sorry we kept you waiting so long.
Well, that's all right. I'm just glad we finally have her.
Look, Sue. that's a mark of good breeding.
Rosalind. Huh? Well, there's a few things that I forgot to put on that list of instructions I gave you.
Well, that's all right. We do have other children.
Oh, I know, but these are special for leasing. You see, now, if you have any silk sheets, well, she's just crazy for them. Also, we have hot chocolate every night, and there's a little tiara in one of her suitcases that she likes to sleep in.
Thank you. I'll remember that.
Oh, and she just loves a little caviar on a saltine just before bed. But we can talk later. I'll give you a call.
Oh, please do. We'd love to hear from you, I think.
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
Thank you all again for everything.
Goodbye, Suzanne.
Goodbye. Go. Just go.
You know, this is a beautiful card. We just might have to frame this. No one told me that you could draw so well.
I sing, too.
No, what can you sing?
Lots of things.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, like... Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'll be coming back from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.